we struggle so much, and there's so much tension in our bodies, in our minds, in our emotions. We struggle so much, and it really can be easy. I was just thinking this morning, oh my God, I'm so blessed. I was on the terrace drinking my coffee, and I was thinking, oh God, I have such a beautiful life. And all right, that's true. I have so many responsibilities, and that come with a lot of tension and stress sometimes. But the stress is mostly in our mind in the first place, and then it comes and descends and fills our body. And it's a shame, because we can really shake that off of us. And it sounds difficult, but it's really not. That's what I want to teach people through my art and through my teachings and through my meetings and classes and my simple person-to-person interactions, that it can be easy. Just shake it off. Just shake it off. Just be yourself. Just take a moment to breathe.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, George and Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today is a really special episode for me because I have a close friend invited. She's a local artist here in Cluj, and she's using her creative energy and her talent to lead and inspire people through her Heaven's Corner group that I'm a part of as well. She's illustrating books beautifully. She's writing her own books and poems. And she's creating some amazing paintings, some amazing artwork that you can also see while actually listening to this episode, because the podcast art for the Gratitude Podcast is created by her. Her name is Cristina Mureșan-Tot, and I'm really happy to have her here with us. And I also forgot something that's quite important. She's a great storyteller, and I always love listening to her, so I'm sure that you will enjoy her presence as well. Cristina, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Hello, Georgian. Thank you very much. It's nice to hear you. It's nice to be here with you. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. So, let our audience know a little bit more about you. I've included the main things, but I'm sure that you can also share some interesting things with our audience as well.
Okay. What would be interesting or new to say about me? It's the fact that latest I've transformed my art into a more spiritual kind of art. I used to do commercial art, book illustrations, just as you said, and I thought maybe it's time to really express my soul fully, to bring something from deep inside of me, and to give this to the world. And that was the time when I started working as a creator, and not so much as a businesswoman, but as a creator, fully inspired, and giving myself, my thoughts, my beliefs to the world.
Beautiful.
In an inspiring way.
I love that, and you know it, of course, and that's exactly what I wanted to mention, but I somehow forgot. One of the things that I appreciate most about you is your connection with the divine, and how authentic it is, and how you're able to bring the beauty from higher planes to this one. And I think that's quite unique. It's something that that many of us aspire to, but there are few that actually are able to do this. So I appreciate you very much for this, and I'm really happy that you chose to do this. And another thing that I wanted to say about Christina is that she's that kind of artist that, I don't know if you've had this happen to you, but when you listen to a song and you like it, actually you love it, and afterwards you go and search for the songs from that artist, and you fall in love with all of the songs, and you realize that, oh my God, this artist creates some things that really resonate with my heart, with what I really love. And it was the same for me with the works of Christina. She even when she did the commercial art, it was incredible. And I'm really happy that the Gratitude Podcast has art created by her. And I really want to share with you what she's able to create. So we will have some links in the description of this episode so that you can see her work. But let's get back to gratitude. So Christina, let us know what gratitude means for you.
Gratitude for me equals happiness. Being grateful means being happy in the most pure and simple and accessible way possible. Because it's so easy to be grateful, really, for the smallest things in our life, because we take for granted our health, our appearance, our looks, our relationships. And even when there are times when we don't find anything to be grateful for, we go through hard times. I'm sure there are so many small things that we can be grateful for, like our hands, our heart, our beating heart, our friends, our family members that are alive and well, and so on and so forth. And it's so easy. And the most amazing thing that happens when you're grateful is the fact that our entire biochemistry shifts from unwell to wellness in just a moment of gratitude, just a small moment of gratitude, when we make an inventory of the things that go well in our life, the smallest things, our bed, our table, the food we eat, the people we see, small things. And we go into a place of well-being. And it's great because suddenly things look brighter.
That's so true. Yeah, it only takes a moment, and when we shift our focus, it feels like a miracle, that even though nothing actually changes on the outside, we see it so differently, and we experience the moment in such a different way. And I think it's something wonderful that we all have and that we can all access quite easily. And I'm curious if you have some words of wisdom about gratitude, a quote or something like this that you love.
There is a quote I don't know who said it, but I really, really like it. It says, the best prayer you can ever say to God is thank you. And that's related to gratitude, and it's so simple, yeah. And it's so beautiful.
Yeah, that's true. At least in our culture, I'm not sure if it's the same in all of the cultures of the people listening to us. Many of our prayers have to do with asking for things. And I believe that it's very important that we take the time to thank, at least in the beginning, if not all of the prayer itself, to be of gratitude, because it really gets us in a place of abundance instead of a place of lack. When we're always asking, it feels like we don't have enough. But when we are grateful, we go from a place of abundance, of enoughness, and that really changes everything.
Yes, that's right. And it gives us a different kind of relationship with God when you don't approach him from a place of emptiness or need. When you just say thank you, and there's a deep, it forms a place, a space for a true friendship when you can rejoice and celebrate.
Yeah, I love your relationship with the Creator, with God, and it really feels like a friendship,
mm-hmm.
And it's something that not many of us are able to actually experience. The idea of it is very very interesting, but of course, in many of our cultures, we were brought up to have a different kind of relationship of father and son,
mm-hmm.
Not a friendship. And I think this kind of this perspective is very interesting, because we feel that we have a dialogue, and it's not just us having to do some things that we are expected to do, but we have a saying in it. And I think that's very beautiful about this perspective.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So what I also wanted to find out, I actually never asked you this. Many of us know about gratitude as a concept, and have known about gratitude possibly since we were children. But for all of us, there was this moment that actually helped us understand in our own experience what gratitude is. What was that moment for you?
Ever since I started my business so seriously, and I found a place and a colleague and a team to work with, I realized that I was so blessed with wonderful people. And sometimes taking the time to think and to acknowledge these wonderful people that surround you in your life just gives you a wonderful boost to your business. I'm talking about my business because this takes almost 100% of my life, because this is what I do, this is who I am, this is what I give to the world. My friends are my clients are my friends. My husband supports me a lot, and I bring all the energy my family gave me into my business, all the gifts that my parents, my grandparents gave me, all of this I bring into my business. I give this into, I bring this into the gift I have to give to the world. And it's such a wonderful network of people that I'm surrounded with. And I always say that it's through them that I became a wonderful person and a wonderful giver, because I feel that above all, I am a giver. I'm a creator, I play, but all this art and all this creation is for the people. It's not just for myself. It is for my joy and my playfulness, but it is ultimately for the people. And if there weren't for the people around me, I wouldn't be so graceful.
That's so true. And it's been my experience as well, seeing the things that you've done and the impact that your work has had on people. It's definitely coming from a place of giving. And yeah, that's one of the things that I appreciate about you as well. And also the love that you have for people. I think it's so generous and so unique. I haven't met too many people that are able to really love people the way you do. What's your secret to that? How are you able to love so much the people around you?
I don't know. It just comes naturally, I guess. I'm a person of the world, so to say. I like people. I like emotions. I like interaction. I like authentic interactions. I like touching people, hugging them, feeling them, hearing them. I was just thinking the other day about how often we hear people, but we don't really listen. We watch, but we don't really see. And it's the only kind of relationship that I have and I want in this life, the authentic kind, the authentic ones, where we can be ourselves, where we can see each other and be there for each other and heal each other in so many wonderful ways. And yes, I love people. They inspire me, they enrich me, they motivate me.
So beautiful. I talk a lot about the two things that I've seen in all of the cultures and in all of the religions of the people that I've interviewed. And my search for truth has led me to gratitude and love. These are, for me, universal. I've seen them and I've talked about them on the podcast with people either from Japan or from South Africa or from Australia, or it doesn't really matter where they are from. These things are the ones that we have in common, and I believe they are very important for us to have a fulfilled life, to have a beautiful life. If we're able to love the people around us, love ourselves as well, of course, and be grateful, I think they are the basis for a happy and fulfilled life. And I think it's wonderful that I can see this in you. I can see how much you appreciate people and how much you love them, and how much you can create out of that love and appreciation. And I think that you're really a beautiful example, and it's one of the reasons why I wanted to have this interview with you, so that our audience can get a sense of that as well. And I'm sure they can hear it in your voice and in the way that you speak, that this is how you live your life. But I also wanted to ask you if this is how you were since you were a child, or is it something that you were able to master in time, like with gratitude, for instance? What would you tell your younger self about gratitude?
That's very funny you should ask, because I was thinking about me as a child recently, and I've always thought that I was God's little spoiled girl. Because I really felt that I was so blessed, even as a child. And I had a very special connection with God even then, but it refined in time. It refined in time as I grew up and I grew as a person, as a human being, as a woman, and as an artist. It starts very early. It starts very early. And it's like a rough diamond that you should polish. You should polish and offer to the others, because when we find something beautiful and amazing in us, I think we should give it to the others. I think it's our duty to polish that gift, to polish that happiness inside, and to offer it to the others, to show it, to help them reach that place inside of them too.
That's so beautiful. Yeah, I can totally feel what you're saying, and it comes from a beautiful place. When you know that you're blessed and you want to give to others and you want to, like you said, to refine what's inside of you so that you can give even more generously and more beautifully to the people around you, and become a blessing for other people as well. Yeah, that's very beautiful. But I also wanted to ask you about some of the hard times that you went through. Were you able to find gratitude in those moments or after those moments? Maybe you can share one of those moments with us.
It's very hard to be grateful when you're very deep, deep down in sorrow or grief or suffering. And the reason why we find it hard to be grateful then is because we're living in our own story, our story of the moment. We say to ourselves a story, we tell ourselves a story of what's happening right then, and we fail to see the bigger picture. Because every time when we see the bigger picture, there's always room for gratitude and there's always something good about it, but sometimes it's very hard to see it. When a relationship fails or ends, you have to be very wise or very detached and relaxed and peaceful inside to realize the gifts that come with it. Or when you fail in your business, or when you have a fight with someone, it's hard to be grateful that very moment, but it's a very useful tool to help you heal better or sooner. And I think one of the things that I want to teach people is easiness. easiness of access, easiness of being, because we struggle so much, and there's so much tension in our bodies, in our minds, in our emotions. We struggle so much, and it really can be easy. I was just thinking this morning, oh my God, I'm so blessed. I was on the terrace drinking my coffee, and I was thinking, oh God, I have such a beautiful life. And oh, all right, that's true. I have so many responsibilities, and that come with a lot of tension and stress sometimes. But the stress is mostly in our mind in the first place, and then it comes and descends and fills our body. And it's a shame, because we can really shake that off of us. And it sounds difficult, but it's really not. That's what I want to teach people through my art and through my teachings and through my meetings and classes and my simple person-to-person interactions, that it can be easy. Just shake it off. Just shake it off. Just be yourself. Just take a moment to breathe. Take a moment to bring yourself to you. Take a moment for yourself. Get out of your mind. Get out of the tactics, the strategies. Get out of there and just come back to yourself. Come back to your basic needs. Come back to breathing. It's just as simple as that. Come back to breathing for a moment. And maybe a new solution will come.
That's so true. And interestingly enough, there is actual research behind this, and the fact that when we are stressed out, when we are thinking about the problems, we are using our reactive brain and the reactive mm-hmm. part of our brain. And when we breathe, when we are centered, when we are in gratitude, we are using the response mode of the brain. And even though the difference might be very small as far as wording goes, when we are reactive, we just act impulsively, and mm-hmm. when we are responsive, we are aware of all of the resources and the solutions that we have for those problems. And yeah, I love what you're doing in your interactions and through your art. And while you were explaining this part, I was actually thinking that I could definitely feel that when I'm looking at your art. And it just takes you in a different universe somehow, and it connects you to some really beautiful emotions, and also the colors that you're using makes me feel that ease and that I think that ease is the best way to describe this. They are very beautiful, but easy to appreciate somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, this also came along the way, and it was a process, because looking at my art back then, from years ago or even months ago, what we do represents ourselves. My art reflected the person that I was before, and my characters, the women that I painted or the children or whatever, they were so down to earth, controlling the environment, controlling their posture. And they seemed, and they were a little bit uptight But as I transformed myself and as I let go of control and trusting more, trusting God more, being more vulnerable and exposing myself to the unknown, my art became a different kind of art as well. Because I'm looking at my characters right now and I feel relaxed. They relax me, they inspire me. My body feels loose and happy just watching them, because that's the place that I created them from. And just looking at the characters, just looking at those women that I painted, how they let themselves go, how they let themselves be, their hair running down, the shoulders being relaxed, their mouth, the eyes closed, symbolizing trust and inner peace and inner guidance. Flowers blooming. There's so much air and water in my art right now. Or as before, my art was so down to earth. Mm-hmm. It was about earth. It was about being stable, about being grounded. I used to draw flowers. I still love flowers very much. But now I am so much concentrated and focused on air, on universe, stars, moon, sun, water, and underwater universes, because they are so flowy and so free and so washy and easy.
I know.
And I'm sorry, dear.
Sure.
I didn't want to interrupt you, but I just remembered something. I was talking to a dear friend of mine who's a shaman, and he held a class, and I was there, and there was a person who was talking about his professional life, and he was such a kind and nice person, and he said, I wish I could do this at my job. I wish I could be this at my job. And the shaman, my friend, said, dear people, we should be the same person at home and at work. We are the same person. There shouldn't be divided. They shouldn't be divided. The person that I am in my personal life should be the person that I am at work. If I am kind, if I am playful or passionate or funny, as a human being with my friends, that's what I should bring at work, that I should bring in my work, because that's who I am. That's who I am. I shouldn't put on a mask and try to be somebody else. And this brings me to Jim Carrey, and one of my favorite quotes. Our need for acceptance can make us invisible in this world. So we should express ourselves at our full potential. That's why, that's when I saw the difference that my art is making in people's lives, when I started to really express my inner world, my inner transformations. Because I really lived in the fear of acceptance. I was thinking every time I made a custom art, a custom commission work, I was thinking, oh my God, is the client going to like it? Is he going to be pleased? I hope he's going to be pleased. And when I was doing it, when I was painting it, I somehow felt constricted and fearful. My body shrinked somehow because of this fear. But when I said, okay, enough with this, I really want to expand. I want to expand, my body needs to expand. My soul, my heart, my creativity needs expansion. I need to express myself just the way I feel. And that's when the creator stage took off. And I realized that by doing this, I was having a greater impact on the world than I did before, although it comes with a greater vulnerability.
That's so true. And just the fact that we are able to be more vulnerable and to put ourselves out there, it comes with a risk, but it also comes with an opportunity. And the interesting thing about gratitude as well is that in many times we're most grateful when we're most vulnerable, when we're able to ask for help or let other people know that we need help of some sort, or just situations in which we are not able to do some things and there are people that are helping us out. And in those moments we're feeling so much gratitude because there are people that are there for us, and that brings so much gratitude in our hearts. And yeah, it's vulnerability is something that is also in and of itself related with gratitude, in the sense that for instance Brené Brown talks about vulnerability and gratitude, just being able to be so vulnerable to tell the other person how much you appreciate them. This is an act of vulnerability as well. And you're very good at this from my point of view. You have that kind of courage to be vulnerable and to make people feel seen and appreciated. And yeah, I think it's something wonderful that you're bringing to the world, and it's something that we can all learn to be more vulnerable and more open to seeing the efforts of other people and appreciating them, even just because they are the way they are.
Mm-hmm. I like vulnerability. It scares me. It scares me a lot. It scares the part of me who is very fond of control, or used to be very fond of control. But there are so many gifts in there. And I think to surrender is one of my favorite verbs, to surrender to the moment, to surrender to the people, to surrender to a situation. You know, not trying to control, just the amount of things that you can handle, and to let the rest to God or to the universe or to life. And talk about Brené Brown, I was thinking, what is vulnerability to me? What does it mean? And I found the answer. To me, being vulnerable is showing up at an event where I was invited to speak without having prepared anything to say. And I've been doing this for the last couple of years. It's really, really scary, but I know being spontaneous and natural and authentic is very important to me. These are very, very valuable concept to me. And if I cannot be spontaneous and natural, then I don't want to be anything at all. And people kept asking me and inviting me to all sorts of events. And of course, I said yes. And I didn't prepare anything. I just had a title, you know, just a title, just an idea, a small idea. And I went there, and of course the organizers had no idea that I didn't prepare my speech. But I just trusted myself that if I was invited, if I wanted to go, then there is something I had to say. And if there's nothing I have to say, that I shouldn't say anything. And funny thing, every time it it was so wonderful and so giving, and being spontaneous and not preparing anything helped me really connecting to the audience, because I felt them. I was talking to them. I wasn't reciting a poem or a speech. I just spoke to them about me and about them. And it feels so alive. It feels so natural, so good to be in the moment. And just as you said, these things get refined in time. I wasn't able to do this before. That would have killed me, literally. I think I could have fainted if I tried this earlier on. But I really trust life to support me. And it's so beautiful and so enriching and so wonderful to do this. And as I said, it was a process. And our Heaven's Corner meetings helped me a lot. And there were so many experiences that built this up, this surrendering. You know, ecstatic dance, for instance. Do you know what that is?
I do, but you can tell our audience about it as well.
Okay. We've been trying, we've been experiencing so many spiritual activities here, because, as I said, I really want people to find easiness in their lives. And ecstatic dance is something that we've done here a couple of times. It was a wonderful experience. What is this? Ecstatic dance is a kind of free dancing that comes from your deepest needs and emotions, just expressing yourself fully without knowing any techniques or steps of dance. It doesn't matter. You shouldn't. You'd better not know anything. And there is some kind of music playing. It doesn't really matter, as long as it could be instrumental, it could be meditation music, or it can be more alert. But what's important is that you should let yourself free and express yourself. And I used to do salsa and other some kind of dances, and I was terrible at it. Oh my God, I was dreadful. And I said, what's going on? I'm such a sensual human being. I love my body. Why is it so hard? And it was hard for me because it took me to that place of control. It took me to that place of, I have to know the steps. And that somehow contravened with my freedom and spontaneity values. And that's why I found ecstatic dance so valuable, because you can do whatever you want and you can be who you really are. And it's such a healing experience, because sometimes our body just need to breathe deeply or to lay down or stretch in the most unusual ways. But our soul expresses itself through the body. And we should let the body be itself. And, this ecstatic dance experience has kind of prepared me. If I can be so vulnerable with so many people around and just be goofy or whatever I feel like, or passionate or sensual or just childish or crazy in my dance, it doesn't matter. That's who I am at that moment. That's what I need. And this helped me leave myself, give myself to surrendering. Yeah.
I can totally relate, because, and I'm sure many of our listeners can relate as well. We live in a society where trying to control as many things as possible is something that is promoted quite a lot, and our lives are a lot about controlling the things that are happening. But in reality, there are so many things that are just out of our control. And when we're able to experience this, like you said, with this dance, just not having having to control our bodies and just letting go, it just gives us an experience of how life can be in a different way. And it also relates, of course, with vulnerability and when we're not controlling things, we feel vulnerable, and that makes it hard sometimes for us, that we have to be vulnerable to experience more emotions and to experience more gratitude. When we are able to let go more, we're able to let other people help us, for instance, and that also leads to more gratitude and to more appreciation of life, instead of just controlling it as much as possible. And I'm sure that many of us are either still in that phase where they feel that they need to control as much as possible, or they have learned to let go more and to feel the ease more. But I'm sure that for either of them, this is very valuable and very interesting. But we're nearing the end of our time together, and I know that you're working on something very interesting that has to do with your new experience of life as a creator. And I would love for you to share what you're working on.
Thank you. Yes, I'm working on a project right now, which is called True Colors for Your True Self. The short name is True Colors. And it's about getting a painting that I'm going to paint for you, for people, out of pure inspiration. Okay, nothing unusual about this, but what's special is the fact that people can pay the amount of money that they consider fair for this work. How does it work? So the project is called True Color. And this is how it works. People who enjoy my art, or they like what I'm doing and they resonate with it, can write me a message, and it should sound like that. I want, or I'd like, a true color. I want a true color. The next step is me connecting to that person. I don't have to know the person. It's not necessary that it should be someone that I know. I just want to connect to that person and to feel whether that I'm inspired to paint something, to make a picture, to make a painting, to make a piece of art for that person. And if I do, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know what is it going to be. I don't know the size. I don't know the frame. I don't know the tools I'm going to use. But I'm going to say yes or no if I feel inspired. It's very fair to tell that person that I'm inspired to paint for them. And then I'm getting to work I'm painting it, and then the person can assess. I'm showing the painting to this person, and they are going to tell me how much it's worth. I'm showing them the painting. I'm giving him details about the size, about how big it is, how small, how what I felt, why did I make those decisions. And then he should say, okay, I think this is worth about, I don't know, how much. And he's paying for it, and I'm sending the painting, the original painting, to them. What's great about this project? It's the fact that I feel that I can beautifully express myself, and I can beautifully express the essence of people, the way I feel them, the way I feel their gift. Although I do not know those persons, but in some way, I'm giving people to themselves in a playful, artsy way. So this is great. And the other great thing is that people can afford these paintings, because some of our works are quite expensive, and I want people to have access to my art and to enjoy it and to enjoy themselves, because what I do is for people.
Yeah, I love this project, and I think it's very interesting to be able to be so vulnerable to say yes to something like this and have another person, an artist, create something that's so personal, that's about you, without actually knowing you, without actually having a preconceived notion of who you are and what you're doing and all of the things that we have about ourselves. And I think this can be something very inspiring for our listeners. Thankfully, this is available for you wherever you are in the world, I'm guessing, right, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Perfect. So it doesn't really matter where you are in the world. You can get in touch with Christina, and she can create a painting for you personally. And it can be something that can inspire you to see yourself in a different way and connect with yourself in a unique way. And I think this is a really beautiful gift that she's offering to the world, and it's also an act of appreciation of the people that are going to say yes to this and be vulnerable enough to do this. I think it's something very beautiful. And how can our listeners get in touch with you so that they can go for this?
They can write us a message on the Facebook or Instagram page. And if someone is interested in this project in True Colors and they want a special painting, they can write me a message saying this. I want a True Color. I've heard about the project and I'd really like a True Color from you.
Beautiful. First, of course, I recommend you just seeing the beautiful works of art that Christina is creating, and I'm sure that you will love them. To be honest, there are many artists that I appreciate one way or another, but it hasn't happened yet that I've seen the works of an artist, and I love absolutely everything that she creates, and they are very different, but still there is an essence that is very beautiful, and I totally resonate with this, and I'm really happy that she has created this project and that you can enjoy her works of art as well. And I'm really happy that we got to do this. We will post the links in the description so that you will be able to see what she has created and get in touch with her so that you can get your own true colors. Christina, thank you so much for being here with us, for sharing your perspective on the world and on art and on gratitude, of course. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Georgian. And are you still there?
Yeah.
I'd like to have a short message for our listeners, if I can.
Sure.
First of all, thank you very much for being here, Georgian. This is for you. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for being my friend. I really love you. And this is for our listeners. I think that first of all, we should be grateful for ourselves, and I invite you to think, what's your greatest power? What's your inner power? Because I was very surprised to find my inner power. It was not what I thought it was. In the past, because society encourages us to do certain things, I thought that my power was intelligence or being smart, being funny. But it's not that. It wasn't my funniness or my smartness or anything like that. I found, and I was very surprised, as I said, I found that my inner power was relaxation, was being relaxed and calm. That's the place that I create from. That's the place that I interact with people from. That's my power. That's my superpower. Being calm, being relaxed, being in my body. It doesn't seem like much, but it's very strong and very creative. And I really invite you, dear people, to be grateful for yourselves and to look inside of you and ask yourself, what's my inner power? What's my true, my real superpower? Thank you, Georgian.
My pleasure. Thank you for this beautiful idea. And I will be leaving our gratitude seekers with this idea so that they can think about it. And don't forget to visit the Facebook and Instagram page of Christina, and to write if you want to be part of the True Colors project. Thank you.